Washington's forests are facing a number of threats, from wildfires to disease and insect infestation to changing climate conditions. Lauren Gallup reports that land managers hope using prescribed fire can help keep forests healthier and address many of those concerns.
Out in Chewelah, Washington, north of Spokane, Patty Playfair is the third generation managing her family's tree farm, Rafter 7 Ranch. A variety of tree species cover their acreage, including ponderosa pine, Douglas fir, and lodgepole pine.
This has been sort of our homestead. It's where my dad grew up, where his siblings grew up. It has a lot of stories to tell, history to tell. And one of those histories that we like to share is the frequency of fire and low-intensity fire that happened here.
The Playfair family has used fire on their lands off and on since they have owned the property. But it wasn't until her father brought it back in an attempt to rid the landscape of a disease that her family came to realize just how important fire was to the landscape.
He realized we had a forest that was in tremendous jeopardy from overstocked stands and an aggressive root rot disease problem in our firs.
Playfair's dad started using fire to clear out the disease. He studied the landscape and learned that fire frequently occurred in their forests.
On our tree farm, that fire happened every 11 to 26 years.
That natural cycle is something that many species adapted to, until humans started suppressing all fires in the 20th century. That suppression could be causing some of the problems forests face. Take the lodgepole pine. Lodgepole pines are a prolific species, ranging from the Yukon down to southern Colorado. A subspecies of these pines is found from the Eastern Cascades to the Rocky Mountains and has a beneficial relationship with wildfire. The subspecies needs fire for the serotonous cones to open up, allowing its seeds to begin to grow.
So these cones are covered with a coat of resin, and it prevents the cones from opening. Those cones are simply waiting for something to come along and melt that resin seal. And historically, that disturbance were forest fires.
That's James Agee. He's an emeritus professor at the University of Washington School of Environmental and Forest Sciences. As land managers have suppressed fire, scientists believe it's possible that this has led the pines to adapt to having more non-serotonous cones, which release their seeds without heat.
But it's very likely that we're slowly moving to a higher proportion of non-serotonous lodgepole in this subspecies of lodgepole.
Without fire, lodgepole pine stands also have become more dense. The trees are competing for resources, and they're stressed. This makes them the perfect target for the mountain pine beetle. The beetle is a cruel consumer, boring through the bark, laying eggs inside, and infecting the tree with fungus that blocks water conduction. Across western North America, beginning in 1990, scientists witnessed a die-off of some 50 million acres of trees. That much deforestation has rippling effects. When landscapes lose trees, soil structures loosen, making landslides more likely. Runoff can corrode nearby rivers and streams, impacting water quality or leading to flooding. Bringing fire back to the landscape might be one option. That could help reduce density in the stands, making the trees less stressed and less likely to be targets for mountain pine beetles. But as land managers try to mimic the past, it's hard to know what the outcome will be. David L. Peterson is a professor of forest biology at the University of Washington and emeritus scientist with the U.S. Forest Service. He says reducing density in lodgepole pine stands makes for healthier trees, but he's unsure whether managers can thin stands on a large enough scale to make a difference. Scientists also doubt whether burns can be introduced at a grand enough scale to curb the problem.
Can we actually do something like that at a large enough scale to make a difference? I think it's unlikely.
I'm Lauren Gallup.